In the name of Jesus, the Son of God and the King of the Jews, amen. Be seated. The text for our message this morning is the gospel lesson from the 6th chapter of Mark. This passage is about the kingdom of God. Of course, all passages from the gospel are about the kingdom of God, so let me be more specific. When Jesus began his ministry, he began by preaching the gospel of God. The time has come, Jesus announced. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news. Now, Jesus meant what he said. Now, I don't mean by that Jesus was completely convinced and utterly confident in the message. No, Jesus really meant what he said, because he came not only to announce the kingdom of God, but also to bring it. He goes into a synagogue and he teaches the people to their astonishment, and someone gets up and objects to Jesus, and Jesus casts out an unclean spirit, and he brought the kingdom of God. He goes to the home of Simon and Andrew and heals Simon's mother-in-law, and then many who were sick and many who had were oppressed by demons were brought to Jesus. And he healed all the sick and cast out all the demons, and he brought the kingdom of God. And later he goes then throughout Galilee, preaching and teaching, casting out more demons, curing the sick, making whole the lame, bringing sight to the blind, even raising the dead, and he brought the kingdom of God. Moreover, he sends out the 12. He makes them apostles, gives them authority over unclean spirits, has them go out to preach, to cleanse, to cure. And that's how Jesus brought the kingdom of God. We pick up the story then with this pericope where the apostles return to Jesus and they report to him all that they did and all that they taught. And after that, Jesus tells them, you need a break. Let's go somewhere by ourselves. Because the people were just coming and going, so they set off in the boat to a remote place. But the crowd see the direction they head, figure out where Jesus and the apostles are going, and set out on foot. And they get there before Jesus. They're there waiting for Jesus. And when Jesus disembarks, and when Jesus sees them, he is moved to his core, because they are like sheep without a shepherd. That notion, like our Old Testament lesson indicated, is a recurring theme in the Bible, and it's never a good thing. It wasn't a good thing that Jeremiah spoke about. It wasn't a good thing that the people of Israel be like sheep without a shepherd, meat for predators and wandering on the mountains. It was not a good thing. When Moses is told by God, go up on that mountain, look out there at the promised land, and that's as close as you're going to get because you're going to die up there, Moses is not concerned about himself and the end of his life. He's concerned about the people. If they don't have a leader, they will be like sheep without a shepherd. Being sheep without a shepherd is never a good thing, but that's what Jesus sees when he comes ashore. But he is Israel's Messiah. He is the King to come. He is the true shepherd for the sheep who are God's people, and so he has compassion on them and begins to teach them many things. Teaching many things, of course, can take a while, and it takes Jesus all day. And when the hour is getting late, the disciples come to Jesus and say, hey, it's getting late. You'll want to let these people go so they can get out there and buy something to eat. But Jesus is not done having compassion on his people. You get them something to eat. Us? That would cost an awful lot. Jesus doesn't insist. Instead, he takes it on himself. Why don't you find out what we got? Go and see. And so they do. And in their search, they come up with 5 loaves and a couple of fish. But for Jesus, this will do. He has them settle down, get ready for a meal, and then he feeds them with the 5 loaves and the two fish. And they are fed, and they are satisfied. And there's so much that there's 12 basket loaves left over. And Jesus brought the kingdom of God. Now, understanding that Jesus claimed to be announcing and claimed to be bringing the kingdom of God would have surprised no one back then. And if you want to see why that's the case, just look at what happens at his suffering and death. Pontius Pilate asks him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" The soldiers who put a crown of thorns on Jesus' head salute him and say, "Hail, King of the Jews." The superscription at the cross says, "The King of the Jews." There was no mistake that Jesus claimed to announce the kingdom of God. There was no mistake that Jesus was believing he was bringing the kingdom of God. But that's why he was rejected, that's why he suffered, and that is why he died. So following that kind of story, it's not good news that Jesus died. No, the good news is that Jesus rose again. God raised Jesus from the dead to vindicate him as his son and as the King of the Jews. And it's good news that Jesus is going to come again. Because all those who call on the name of Jesus, all those who look toward him, all those who believe in him, will get what Jesus came to do. Jesus will come back and finish what he started. And for all of you who find yourselves exposed and vulnerable, who find yourself neglected or harassed, who find yourself lost or wandering aimlessly, Jesus will come back and have compassion on you and do great things. Now, maybe you don't think of yourselves as being exposed or vulnerable or neglected or harassed or lost or wandering aimlessly. But, of course, we find ourselves thinking that a lot. You take a test, you think you did pretty well, and then it comes back. Oh. You're in a job. You think you're doing a good job, but then comes the performance review. You've got a family. It seems to be happy. And then something. You think you're healthy, and then you go to the doctor, and he tells you, "Well, you better go to the hospital." No. Maybe you don't think you're exposed, and maybe indeed you're not. But in the end, there is sin and evil. There is sickness and death. Now, the good news isn't to be preserved from those things. The good news is that Jesus has compassion on all his people. And he will come back, like I said, to finish what he started, to give good things, to do good things. For the sick, there will be healing. For those oppressed by the devil, there will be deliverance. For those who are dead, there will be life. For those who are hungry, there will be fullness. In a few minutes, we'll confess the creed. We'll say, "He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end." That kingdom will be for you, a blessing and peace. And that's why we can say at the end of that creed, "I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come." Now let us pray that Jesus comes quickly. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, the King of the Jews, and your Lord. Amen.